Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's November 20th, and we are on the final approach to the longitude of Cape Leeuwin, southwest corner of Australia, one of the great capes and one of the milestones of the Monday Globe. Made communications today with Alan Burra and Fabrice Amadeo, who both just in the last few hours passed the longitude, and just saying to them bravo for that. That's great. And now we've got a few more milestones along the way, but and then the great Cape Horn, but that's a ways away. So we've been going along pretty much an easterly course across the top of this Arctic exclusion zone area. And gray day today, just gray all day long, and about 25 knots of wind, but sailing pretty conservatively because we do have the surges up to 28, 29, 30 knots of wind. Boat just takes off at 25 knots, even with staysail and two reefs in the main, and that's vastly under what the polars are calling for, but I'm feeling that we ought to be conservative. Hearing what happened with Thomas Royant, you know, the collision he had with a container, apparently a container, just breaking the boat almost into two pieces, gives you pause. But play that if you're sailing along at 25 knots. And so we've got a little bit of that going on for sure today. But also just we're taking a bit of a breather before we we're collecting thoughts at the Cape Leeuwin and then heading on for their next batch of milestones. The next one will be to get south of Tasmania, then to get south of New Zealand, and talk to Murray Lister, our great friend there in New Zealand, when we go past there, and then head off into the great Pacific Ocean and a long haul across the Cape Horn, about 5,000 miles. There's really nothing out there. You're really alone in that's not a race. So, live video, and it was a